Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are going strong. We're up and running. My Wife Hates Me podcast. Don't confuse it with the radio show on Sirius XM on Tuesday nights. This is the podcast out of our house via satellite, our dining room. Okay, that doesn't make sense, but it sounded good. Today is March 18th. We are taping before I head to Madison, Wisconsin to do... comedy on State. Madison, Wisconsin this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, comedy on State. Next Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th, at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, I will be taping a one-hour special. A one-hour special that will be taped, three, four-camera shoot.
I wrote a lot of it.
Did you really? Yes. Bonnie wrote absolutely none of it. Not one bit of it.
Why won't you even let me see the set list?
I'm going to put the set list together this weekend again.
You want me to direct it. You've asked me to direct it. I happily said yes. I was excited that you feel...
I don't think I need you as much to direct it as I need you to go over the editing. That's where you're good at, how to edit it. But I'm good at that too. Who texts you?
Gavin McGinnis.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't look at it.
Go get it.
No, it's a link to something. I don't feel like doing it right
what,
now.
What did he, why? You guys go back and forth and talk with him?
Nope. Never have.
How many texts have you had with him?
I asked him to be on our radio show. Then he asked me to be on his podcast, which I couldn't do. And then this one.
Then he just texts you a link.
Yes.
I bet you if I look at your texts, there's about 20 texts between
okay,
you and him.
They're not Texas. That's a state.
Texts. And I'm not accusing him of anything. I just don't like him after he, well, I don't know if I dislike him. I just don't agree with
him. Oh, my God. Look, there's actually nothing else there.
Why would he text you that link?
I don't know. Do you want me to look?
No, because he's probably going to fucking destroy your phone. What is it?
If dudes ran fashion.
Why is he texting that to you? Let me see your phone.
I don't know. Hold I can't on. Get rid of it now.
Here's how you get rid of it. You go in the bot.
Look at you. Alexander Wang.
Hold on. Where's your text? Where's your text? Go to your text. Let me see, Gavin McGinnis. Because I am... Oh, you must erase all
I
the
didn't erase. I don't know why they're not there.
What do you mean? You must have erased a bunch of them. I don't like the fact that he was attacking Opie. Whatever. That was weeks ago. I'm tired of that whole story.
You can involve other people's...
Well, he was attacking a friend of mine. And I don't think it was... You know, people don't stick up for their friends. I do. That's how I am. If somebody was attacking Anthony, I'd stick up for them. Him too. That's how I am.
Okay, great.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know I mean, maybe you come Friday, Saturday and watch how the cameras are being shot. You have a good eye for that.
Watch how the cameras are being shot.
Watch how I'm being shot through the cameras. You have a good eye.
I know, but okay. But I want you to start a certain way.
I'm just going to sit down.
The rest of it I can change and edit. But
I'm going to start off, I don't know, probably with a bit about... I'm taping four shows.
I know, that's why I got to go watch and be like, can you start it with this bit this time?
I might only start, you know, it's only really going to be two shows, the first one Friday, the first one
Saturday. Because I feel like I could have helped you along the way while you're preparing, but it's like...
I'm not a big preparer when it comes to stand-up. I just go out and do it, and I succeed.
I know.
I can't be robotic. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to do an hour.
I don't think you should sit down.
I got to sit down.
Why?
It's cooler. For me. It works for me.
Okay.
Patrice stole it from me. I was sitting before Patrice. I stole it from Bill Cosby. And then... yes, I was really the first comic of this generation to
sit.
Oh,
my God. I can't believe anyone would ever say anything like that publicly.
Of this generation to sit.
Whatever. Who's this? I mean...
What do you mean?
It just seems like first of all, it's a ridiculous thing
I
to...
I used to sit on the piano at the comic strip in Fort Lauderdale.
You know what? Before I... girl comics never took the mic out of the stand before me. Did you know that? I'm the first girl comic.
In this,
and then everybody started doing
this,
it.
Of this generation?
Of my four friends.
Yeah, I am.
That aren't comedians.
Well, see, there's people that carry the torch. You know, Cosby sat down. I don't know who else sat down. But I carry...
Well, it's called stand-up.
Yeah. So you have to stand up? Is that why they call it stand-up?
I mean, I don't like one it. Of the reasons why people do stand-up is that it's literally called...
Whenever I stand up doing comedy, I stand like this, and I look too tense.
What are you going to call this special? I'm a stand-up, even though I'm sitting down.
Carrying the torch. What am I going to call it?
What's your title?
Voss.
Oh, didn't you already have one called Voss?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
I just like that name.
Oh, my God. That is... Who are you?
I like that name.
Okay.
I don't know what I'll call it. I'll see how it's done.
I've thought of so many good names for you.
Live from New Jersey.
No, you're really bad at names. By the way, Rich names all the podcasts. That's why all the names are so bad.
No.
And I have to say no to like 100 of them first. So that's his like...
I'm good at
that's
names.
That's his like ninth attempt usually at naming the podcast.
That's not true. I'm good at names.
Occasionally I'll think of a name.
Who came up with the name Raina?
You did, but you spelled it wrong on the...
Is it a good name, Raina?
I like the name Raina.
All right. You wanted Jezebel.
Just because of the website.
What website?
I'm going to let you think about it for one second.
There's a website, Jezebel?
Yep.
Is it a porn site?
Nope.
What is it?
A feminist.
And they call it Jezebel?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm a feminist.
Are you?
Yes.
How do you feel? How do you figure?
Oh, I've just been arguing with my friend Tony, my old friend Tony on Facebook about his stance on... He's just such an idiot.
Tony D?
Yeah, I don't want to say his name.
I know, but Tony D?
He's so fucking dumb. So dumb.
Okay, because he's liberal, you think he's dumb?
No, not because he's just so dumb. He's so extreme, and he just doesn't see the overall picture of the...
But why do you care what he sees?
He sends me all this shit all the time.
Why does he care what you see?
Who cares? Well, who cares? I don't know. I just argue with him. He's a fucking Bodak now, so I fucking... He thinks, you know, he's so out of touch. He's so far out in the fucking seas. He's so out of touch.
He's literally out in the seas.
Yeah, he's out to sea. And he was such a great writer and a great comic. I don't know why he just gave up, like... Not gave up.
But
I mean,
what is
fam-
it about, like, you're...
Why is not
think
up?
About the audience who doesn't know what you're talking about, and
a good friend
I'm going to include
mine
myself
years ago
in that.
Was a great writer, comic, and I guess for money, he was, you know, I guess every comic like me and everyone else has to do what they have to do to support their family and get work, and he started doing cruises, and he's such a good writer and so funny, He was making good money. He just, that's what he kept doing and doing and getting more of. And he, you know, he took himself out of the comedy club scene and has been doing cruise ships, which is fine if, you know, if you're earning a living. But a guy of his talent, when it came to writing, just took himself out of the loop. And I don't know the reasons behind any of it, why people do what they do, but you just see a wasted talent, you know, just earning a living doing, you know, what he has to do to support his family and kids and with all that stuff and pay his bills. But I think he could have been a great, great writer on a TV show or on, I don't know, whatever. Why is that ashtray up there or that dish and all that crap up there? I clean up the top of that hutch and then you always throw more crap on it.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, and then I argue with him about his stance on Israel and his, just his pandering towards, whatever.
Am I supposed to be making it funny? Who's supposed to be making it funny?
Oh, you asked me a question, and I'm giving my opinion. I just see, I don't hate it. I just, he was, it's wasted talent. He was a very talented writer. Oh. Brilliant. One time I was doing a thing on, they wanted jokes on tennis or something. Mm-hmm. I said, give me some jokes on tennis. He wrote me like 20 jokes like that. You know, I don't know how many were good, but, you know, at least 10. He just wrote them so fast. He's just was such a great writer.
I might need to contact him.
Yes. He's a great writer.
For you know what I have to write.
Oh, okay. Get out of your nose.
It's a lot. I scratched the outside of it.
Oh, okay. Well, don't go in it. So.
You're the. What don't worry. Oh, you're still has, you're still the main nose picker of the fam.
Let me clear this up and update the Kubi Curtis roast from last week. We weren't told, at least I can't remember, this was a mistake. We weren't told by Jeffrey Gurian that it was for charity. Maybe late.
Somehow
least
it got construed that.
At least not in writing, it wasn't said that.
Right.
It was for charity.
Pretty sure he said it to me, but I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. But we, in writing, it was never said this was for charity.
Can I just say one thing, though?
Yes.
It should have been for charity. Well, it was like, who invites all those people to pay money to come see you get roasted? Why else would you get roasted if not for charity?
Yes.
It makes no sense.
What he
so they,
did.
So if it wasn't for charity, they really did miss an opportunity.
Okay. True, because there was a lot of people there.
Because the money went to somebody.
Well, we were misled, and he was probably misled, and it was because people are inept when it comes to anything in the entertainment part of comedy business. That doesn't make sense. When it comes to comedy, on what we were told, and this is why I did it for like nothing, for no money, was it's going to be a big media event. So you're thinking, hey, we're roasting two radio hosts, Ron Kubi and Curtis Sleawood, who are pretty well known throughout the New York,
right, yeah,
the tri-state area, at
sure.
least.
They only have 300 Twitter followers, but yeah.
It's weird.
Big.
I mean, Curtis Sleawood has been, I mean, he's started the Guardian Angels that are pretty well known. He's been in and out of the news, shot 6 times once.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's been in and out of news. He's been on radio for a while. Ron Kubi,
he's
who
infamous.
Is one of the most famous lawyers in
right.
this area, big civil rights lawyer, was studied under William Kunstler. So you would think this would be a media event. They're getting roasted. So we were led to believe, okay, do this roast. It'll be all over TV. It'll be here, there. You know what I mean? You would mm-hmm. think there would be at least a small red carpet, you know. There was nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. No other coverage in any way. You would think New York News, New York One would be there. Maybe New Jersey Network News. What else? You know, ABC, NBC, answer it. It might
no,
be
I'm
important.
Not. I don't answer the phone. We're doing the podcast.
Dak, go ahead. You could take
no,
that.
No, it'll be fine in 40 minutes when we're done.
You know, you would think it would be cameras and, you know, they would be, they would, people would be interviewing myself, the host, other comedians on the dais, Curtis Coopy, nothing. So I, where I got mixed up with the whole thing, why I wasn't getting paid or no one was getting paid, because I thought it was going to charity. But the whole thing was where, looking back, because this was planned months ago, and it was canceled and rebooked. Looking back, what was misconstrued was that...
What?
Misconstrued. Mm. What's the word?
Misconstrued?
That's what I said.
You said misconstrued.
Yeah, because it's past tense.
Well, you can misconstrue something, and then if it's past tense, you say it was misconstrued.
It was misconstrued.
You don't need an extra.
Or misconstrued. That's how you would say it in the ghetto. No,
okay, yeah, yeah, all right.
Was that you guys do this, you're going to get tons of publicity. And I'm not one of these guys that, like, where they go, oh, do this for, you know, hey, do this TV show, you know, for publicity, this and that. Because, you know, when you do those shows, fucking cameramen are getting paid and they always want comics to do shit free. And I always say fucking no to that. But I'm thinking this is a Monday night. It's a big roast. I like doing roasts. No one covered this fucking roast. Not, I don't even think ABC even covered it.
Should I Google right now and see if there was any news item about it?
Go ahead, yeah. Then the following week, I see on YouTube, someone posts on Twitter, the roaster was on YouTube, which I had taken down immediately. Because there is nothing worse than watching a comedian on stage when the audience isn't mic'd. It made it look like everybody was doing bad. You know, you can't hear laughter. There's no reason to videotape or put that roast on YouTube without the audience being mic'd.
Oh my God, you're gonna love this one.
What?
I mean, it just says come to this roast. Oh, it does say Roastmaster Rich Voss. It says Roastmaster Rick Voss.
From where? Oh, it's from ABC. That's their own. Their
Curtis
own
and
website.
Welcome comedians such as Kurt Metzger, Bonnie McFarlane, the Stone Brothers, Gino Biscani to come by and roast them in front of the crowd. All this was hosted by, and see photos from the roast.
That's their website, right?
Yeah.
Any other news item on it?
No.
No New York one.
Facebook.
So, not saying it was anybody's fault. Because certain people could have been told this too, but we were misled on doing this roast because it would be covered throughout the media, right?
Yeah, there's no.
Okay, so that's
after
where
the fact news item about it.
Now, who asked us to do the roast? Maybe he was misled. Somebody dropped the ball on this, and all I know is we gave up on Monday. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
it wasn't that fun.
It wasn't for me. I had a decent time.
I didn't.
I mean, I thought Curtis and Kubi were great. They laughed throughout it. I thought they were good.
They seemed good, but it was. It's not. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I'm easily irritated. I guess.
Well, I was very irritated when I went up.
It's like no fun to do a roast when the audience, like, when the minute that it started, I clearly saw they should have just had people from the show. Because that's all the audience wanted. They didn't care about hearing any Kurt Metzger jokes or...
But all that money...
I don't mean like Kurt Metzger's jokes, but like when you roast the entire panel.
So I'm not putting blame on anybody, but basically this will never happen in my career again.
But neither one of us is wearing a Team Curtis and Kubi roast t-shirt.
No, I mean, they were fine. It's not them either. They probably... Just ABC probably came.
Curtis, was it Curtis?
No,
which one's the liberal one Coobie. With the hair?
Coobie.
Yeah, Coobie, when you go, this is for a good charity, Curtis was like...
Coobie.
No, he was like, I don't think so. And then Coobie was like, yeah, it is. He immediately just lied.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, I hope something was donated somewhere. There was a lot of money made. Who made? Whatever. Fucking, I'm not going to investigate it. We were bamboozled. Maybe the person that hired us was bamboozled.
That's the name of this podcast right there. Bamboozled with bamboozled. A capital.
So I'm not blaming anybody.
Bamboozled. Remember but, that.
But also, too, when you ask what?
Give me the pen so I can write it down.
What?
We always forget.
We don't. Bamboozled. Do you know how to spell it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough word. It's a tough word to spell, bamboozle.
Just like that. There you go.
All right. So I am so, I just missed.
What about, let's talk about yesterday. Getting recognized in New York. Oh, God. The things we have to go through.
I didn't get recognized. You did.
She recognizes both, but he, her husband is sort of a big fan of mine.
Yeah.
More so than.
Some people like soft comedy. Some people like good comedy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Ridiculous. The lady I did the interview with, the lady, the chick, the girl that I did the interview with today, she was like, what's like your content? Like, what kind of jokes do you do? It's the worst because you're like, vegetarianism, environment, feminism. It's like, it sounds like the most horrible stand-up
well,
set.
Well, don't they do no research? People interview and do no research?
No, she listened to our podcast. She was a fan. She just was like, it's like a probably like a 50-word thing that she has to do every week. She just fills in the blanks. She was really cool. She was in
that. She seen a movie?
I don't know. I didn't ask her about that.
That's for a theater we're doing up in Westchester somewhere. You, myself, Tommy Gooch is going to work with us.
Oh, fantastic.
He's a nice guy.
I like him.
Nice guy. Family guy, retweeter. Last night, we did our radio show with this comic.
Is this what we come to? Now we're going to talk about our radio show on our podcast?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, I want to bring up Eddie, David Feldman, how funny he is.
Did you almost say Eddie Feldman?
There's two writers that are Feldmans. Eddie Feldman used to write for Dennis Miller. When did I see Eddie last?
Are you sure? Because David Feldman used to write.
So Eddie Feldman was the head writer for Dennis Miller.
All right, calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
You could call David Feldman and ask him, or maybe go through Gannis McGinnis or whatever his
fucking Gannis McGinnis.
Gavin McGinnis or whatever. That's your new cool friend.
Should we start this one over?
Is that your cool friend?
Should we start this podcast?
No, this
over?
Is a perfect podcast.
No,
this is
horrible.
What people want to hear.
No, they don't.
They want to hear that we straightened up and got to the bottom of the Curtis Kubi roast. They want to hear about whether I'm going to stand or sit when I shoot my special next week.
Mm-hmm. What else they want to hear about?
They want to hear about
that I got a TV show.
That you're going to be doing a TV show. A talking head one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. 10 episodes. Are you smirking at me because I didn't get it? You're looking at me?
No, I'm looking at you because I knew you like said, oh, talking heads thing. You minimized it.
I didn't minimize it. I yes. didn't minimize it
it's
whatsoever.
Fine. I don't mind.
I would do it in a second. Are you
I
crazy?
I know, but I was like, I got a TV show. A talking head one.
Yeah, the talking head show. Is that one you're talking about? Because you're up what? For a couple of them. So I don't know what one you're talking about. So I went to talking head one. Yeah, I would take that in a second. What are you kidding me? I used to do that, man, and get pages and pages of stuff to write. And you get no money, but you're getting great money. You're going to be like fucking those girls on fucking... what's that show on MTV? You know what I'm talking
girl
about?
Girl code?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to be like fucking your own
no.
type of girl code. You're going to be woman code.
Yeah.
You're going to be woman.
It's all about like talking about like getting older and stuff. Is that like...
That's why you'll be woman
it's
code.
It's not like an exciting like dating and it's like... I'm a 34 long. Am I right, folks? After you have a baby, it's like you can put your whole fist up there. But can you clap? Pretty tight, eh? I mean, it's like...
That's why that guy recognized you. That's the kind of material he
loves. That's
loved.
The kind of brilliance I bring to the table. I did a podcast the other night. They said, what do you like about Rich? And then I told you that, and you didn't even... It's so unbelievable to me that you just went on with the conversation. You didn't say, well, what did you answer? What did you say?
Because I
you
said still haven't so asked much me. To like about me. Why would I ask that? I'm going to take up the whole podcast of saying the things you like about me? God, there's a lot. All I'm thinking about...
But you still haven't asked me. That's the thing. You still
you
don't know.
When they ask, what do you say? That I'm gentle yet hard?
I said... There's not a thing I don't like about Mr. Rich Voss. I am the queen, but he is the boss. I can't believe I just came up with that in my head.
No, you rhyme boss with boss.
I know, but I was like,
that's why that guy loves you. That's why that guy.
It's like it's harder than you think. He's soft on the inside and hard at his cock. See, I changed it a little bit. And there's nothing to like about him but his sock.
I
got mixed up with the energy. There's nothing I don't like about him.
Oh, yeah.
He's my rock.
This is why we should.
How's
do
that?
That's a good song.
He's my rock.
People are missing some of your impressions. You haven't done impressions lately.
Yeah, I went all day yesterday without... I was thinking, you know, we did a radio show without talking about that it was St. Patrick's Day. Nobody wished me happy St. Patty's Day. It's like people who aren't into it just... They put blinders on and pretend it's not happening.
To me, it's one of the worst days of the year.
It's like alcoholics...
It's just horrible.
...gone crazy. I was out on the streets at 9 a.m. and people were out there drunk. And
it's up there with Halloween. As like I used to love Halloween.
Like Halloween
as a kid.
For kids is fine. As is St. Patty's Day for like I don't mind a drunken kid. Ooh, there's nothing I don't like about Mr. Rich Voss.
Or a drunken kid.
I am the queen, but he is the boss. He's soft in the inside, hard at his cock. He is the best, he is my rock.
Where people... Where was the parade? What isn't there?
Aye, lassie. Ask me about the parade.
What street is that on? Madison Avenue or something? Was it?
It was down Fifth Avenue.
It was crazy.
It was a crazy day. I'm losing it. I need to be.
And
drunk.
they like in the beginning of the day, you see like these girls. They're very pretty, and they got a little green makeup on and necklaces. And by the end of the night,
they look like zombies.
They look like homeless, beaten down Martians.
Oh God! Yeah.
You know, like they're just fucking half shirt is half off, and the makeup is running down their face.
They peed their pants.
And
then
and that's when you kick them out of your car.
There's more pee on the streets on St. Patty's Day than any other day of the year.
Yes, and in
there's
pants.
A lot of outdoor peeing.
Well known fact.
St. Patty's Day. It's a well-known
what
fact.
What are the five...
That people love to pee on St. Patty's Day.
What are the five most drinking holidays of the year?
Number one. Numero uno.
Number one.
Is gotta be New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, you're right.
Do you know this in order?
Kind of.
Oh, you're just guessing.
No. Number two.
Number two, Thanksgiving.
Nope, Christmas.
Number three, Thanksgiving.
Nope.
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
Number three. Number four. Thanksgiving.
Nope.
What?
I don't know. Look it up. Five most drinking holidays. Go on
Super
your computer.
Bowl Sunday.
It's not a holiday. Five most Super Bowl Sunday.
I was half joking.
No, you weren't. You're stupid.
Well, dub up the time, dub.
How about
I don't have 141 IQ. Five.
So I was saying last night, what she's looking at up, David Feldman is one of the funniest humans alive. And we just had a wild experience.
And he knows
years
me.
Ago.
So that's
wild
a very funny human, everybody.
Wild. Why? a tough experience in Montreal?
The 10 drunkest holidays.
The 10? Mm-hmm. Okay. List them in order.
Number 4.
No.
Why are we going that way? I don't know why it started there.
That's got to be wrong. All right, start at number 10.
Okay, number 10, Super Bowl Sunday.
That's not a holiday.
Ha-ha.
See, that's... Ha-ha. Okay, go ahead.
Mardi Gras.
It's not a holiday.
Halloween.
Number 8. Okay, that's...
Number 7, 4th of July.
Yes.
Derby Day.
That's in Kentucky.
What the fuck is that?
It's not a holiday. Purim. That's a Jewish holiday. Go ahead. 5.
Jews don't...
I know.
Drink.
4...
Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, this is, go ahead, number 3.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, this is wrong. This
St. Patrick's Day, number 2. Number 1.
New Year's Eve. But see, that's not holidays. If you look up real holidays, that's just drunken days of the year. Okay, the holidays, New Year's Eve is a holiday, and I don't even know why I'm saying this, but you went to the wrong website.
Okay.
Oh,
bottoms up to the drunkest holidays of the year. Let's see what this one says.
You know what? Last night, the cash 5, you picked 5 numbers. 4 of them I got. If I would have got one more number, I would have had 180,000.
This one says number 1 is St. Patty's Day. Number 2, Thanksgiving Eve. Number 3, Cinco de Mayo.
See, this is ridiculous.
Number 4, Super Bowl Sunday. They all say it.
They're not holidays. Forget about it.
And 4th of July.
Let's move on. We're at 30 minutes. How can we get through 15 more minutes of this?
What? Did nothing? You know, we've avoided some fights.
When? Over what?
Well, last night you forgot to give Jessica the key to the house, and she was picking Raina up from school.
Yes, and you forgot to put it in her backpack. We both forgot.
Oh my God, that wasn't even what I was going to have the fight about, but I'm glad though that you protected yourself so early on.
Well, because your first thing you said was an accusation.
I left the house at 7 a.m.
The night before you could have done it.
You're right. And
so could I have. So we both forgot the key. We both.
Oh, if that makes you feel better, fine. I don't mind. I'll say it's all my fault. I don't care.
No, but you said you avoided a fight, and then you said this is what you didn't do.
No, but then she had to go with Jessica to Jessica's boyfriend's house, and you didn't want to leave the cellar because in case what's his face showed up, Kevin.
Yes. Where are you going? She just gets up and walks out in the middle of a podcast. And this is the crucial breaking part of the podcast, 30 minutes. This is where people go, do we stay or do we leave?
Okay, so I forgot to put the key in Raina's backpack. Fine, I'll take that. That's fine.
I forgot to put it out.
You're always like, I can do it, I'm fine, I got everything under control. But if you need me to take that one, I will. In any case, they couldn't get into the house.
We didn't stay any longer at the cellar than we would have any other time. We went there.
No. That's not the point. The point is you would leave earlier because you knew that they were stranded.
What do you mean I would leave earlier? They weren't stranded. They were at her boyfriend's house. Jessica, my daughter.
Until 12:30 at night.
Yeah, and we were supposed to pick her up at 12. We were at 30 minutes late. Jessica's a drama queen.
No. Stop. See, this is the problem. Basically, you would say, oh, this is not ideal for Jessica or our 7-year-old to be at her boyfriend's house on a school night.
Here's the difference.
Whoa.
How many times
I'm saying, we didn't do anything different than we normally would have, but we should have. We should have come straight home.
We did, basically. I ordered something to eat after I got off stage. I had a turkey burger, and we left right after it. We did. My show was...
Do you think, if you were to put yourself in her situation, if I didn't
eat that turkey burger, we would have saved 15 minutes.
Okay, what, Rich? Okay, how about it even like, I'm not saying you should have, but some people would have canceled the spot. Some people would have went right home.
I can't cancel at the last minute. I just started working there again. I'm not gonna.
Okay, so that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, let's say the roles are reversed and you're in you're at someone else's house with Raina. You can't get in to your home, okay? And you got to wait for me. Now, if I was like, yeah, I'm coming. And I had food and, you know, you did stay an hour after your set.
No.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I looked
my
at the
set,
clock.
My set
we
was
left
at
quarter to.
Quarter to what?
To 12.
No. We got home at 12. We didn't leave at quarter to 12. We left at like 11:30.
11:35.
Okay. And
your set was at 10:30.
No, 10:40. Right. I got off stage by 11 and I ate and then we left. We didn't really stay that much long. Jessica, first of all.
No. But look,
let me explain
something. You're not
to
putting
you
yourself. You're only
I
looking
know
at it in terms of
no,
like.
No, I'm looking at it in terms
you,
of.
You don't have to look at it even in terms of like somebody being wrong. You, but you could look at it in terms of like, oh, that must have been shitty for Jessica.
Yeah, but it's
and
not.
And Raina for that
no,
matter,
Raina has
who had
spent,
to fall asleep.
Raina spent 1,000 nights at that house, so it's not like it's a house
her
she's never been.
Her boyfriend wanted to go to bed. She only had her boyfriend's bed to sleep in. She couldn't have her boyfriend sleeping with Raina, so she had to go sit downstairs with Raina.
On
Raina
the couch.
Slept with, on the couch.
Yes, so she would have had to do. She would have had to sit down here on our couch.
So she would have just went to sleep.
No, she wasn't going to go to sleep. She wasn't staying over.
You refuse to see her side of it.
I
Why
see her
refuse?
Side. Her side, but she's exaggerating and making it worse than it was. We
do
got
think
home.
You're minimizing it and making it less worse than it was?
No, I think I'm. If it was. Listen, if we stayed there till 2, I could see that would have been fucked up. Or 1 o'clock, you know. That would have been. But we were 50. She said be home by 12, and we got home at 12:30. 12:40. Okay, so we got home 40 minutes late from the city. And I didn't say exactly we'd be at 12. I said we'd try to get there as soon as possible. So 12:15. So it's not as bad as she makes it. You know, sometimes.
But when
she
you
exaggerates.
Have to wait for people, you get very, very upset.
Not if I know.
In your mind,
if
like 40 minutes is a big deal unless you're the one on the waiting end, then you no. really get upset.
No, I give an hour window before I get upset. You got to give an hour window.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Like I'm
no.
getting, I.
But now I've certainly, good. I won't have any anxiety unless I'm over an hour late. I don't need to have anxiety with
hour
you.
Hour windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what usually people like. I mean, when you're waiting for cable and they tell you 10 and they come at 3 in the afternoon, yes, you should be upset. Who's that?
No, 304, I'm saying.
What's 304? Oh.
Our daughter comes off the bus in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes. And that's when we'll be wrapping this bad boy up. Remember, you forgot to pick her up at the bus and then she walked to the house. She came to the house, knocked at the door, go, hello.
Yeah.
You know, it's so weird how creepy and life has become. Because I used to walk to school when I was a little kid. You would walk 3-4 blocks to school, walk home from school.
We used to be able
school.
To like ride our bikes miles
I
from
know.
Our house.
We would do anything.
Like at 7, I was riding my bike like 6 miles from my house.
Like you,
but I did live on a farm, but still.
I mean, we play, go out and just take off and. We go on hikes, me and my
it's
friends.
It's almost like sad in a way that kids don't get that kind of freedom.
No, they're either locked
like
in
Raina
the house.
Even, I wouldn't even want Raina to go play out there.
Without somebody being outside.
Yeah.
You know, and not only because of all the creepy predators, but if your kid was out playing and got hurt, you would be in trouble for being a bad parent. Well, why weren't you there? Well, I was watching my kid through the window. I was... sitting on a, well, how could you let your kid go? You know what I mean? They
yes,
would somehow
right.
find a way.
Well, there was a, do you see this on the news? The family, the three kids, somebody tried to steal the little brother.
Yeah.
And the two kids ran after him. And I was like, why were they at
a
park by themselves?
Kid, a 15-year-old kid tried to steal the.
Oh, it was a 15-year-old kid?
Yeah, something like that. Why would a 15-year-old kid steal a kid?
Because he's got big problems.
Oh. Yeah, he has big problems.
The family friend was watching the kids and left him alone for a few minutes. It's like, who leaves a baby and, you know, like two kids alone in a park? It's so weird. To go do drugs or something?
I don't know. But didn't some kid chase him down?
Yeah, like the brother and sister chased down the guy.
Oh, the brother and sister? How
yeah.
old were they?
They were like, I don't know, little, like. I honestly don't know the ages, but like under 8.
No.
Yeah.
And then where they caught him at his house or something?
I don't know.
Another guy, this kid was snatching this black kid on his bike, followed the car all the way for like 15 minutes or something. I didn't read the whole story.
Oh, my God.
I
mean,
you know, he saved a little kid. Who the fuck quit stealing kids?
They're easy to make.
What happened?
They're really easy to make.
What happened to stealing candy bars and shit? Could you imagine being those parents that have to go through that
honestly,
fucking...
Honestly, it's like one of the easiest things is just to jizz inside somebody that you know.
I feel that's got to be the fucking worst. These fucking people. And then
remember
they find
a few
their kids
years
when
ago
they're 18
like,
or...
They cut, somebody cut a pregnant woman open to steal her baby.
Yeah. That's an impatient...
That's crazy.
That's...
Yeah. Let her have the baby, you know.
Yeah, it's just they're fucking disgusting. You know what? I hope they all get fucking caught.
We all do. I think we all feel that way.
When I see those signs on the highway, Amber Alerts, I start
just looking.
I start looking for those cars. That's what I do. That's my goal in life, to feed hungry people and catch.
I didn't know that was one of your goals.
Yeah, no one should be hungry in this fucking world.
Do you give money to people?
No.
When you see them homeless? I give money to homeless people.
Yeah,
I do.
I'll buy them food.
If I have, like, money available, like, you know, a dollar or whatever in my pocket, I will give to any homeless person that asks me for money. It's just like a thing I said to myself one day. And then on the subway, this guy asked me for money. I had to give him $5. And everyone looks at you on the subway when you do that, like, oh, tourist. You
know I
mean?
But I would. I'll go buy him food. But I mean... I'm not talking adults.
A couple of times I've offered to buy them food and then just walk away from
No shit. No kid should go hungry, especially in this country and throughout the world. No kid should go hungry. You should have to fucking not eat all the fucking food that's wasted and thrown out in this fat fucking people country here and disgusting. And they just dump it all at the end of the day in the bins, and they throw out all their donuts from donut places and all their old sandwiches, and no one should go fucking hungry in this country.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody.
Why?
Another hilarious podcast.
Why?
By Rich and Bonnie. No, that's a good... I'm impressed with you, but we got to wrap it up.
No, we got 5 minutes.
I got to go get her. I got to go put my boots on. Boots.
How long does it take?
To put my boots on?
No, it's... We got...
Me coat.
Where's
my phone? Out there.
Where's my phone?
It's over there by the stove. You guys,
listen to me. We got a few more minutes.
If you made it this far through this podcast,
this is one of our better ones.
It's
the people love last.
You've
got
to look. Go look at yourself in the mirror right now and go, what? What is wrong with me?
What?
Because there's no way.
How many podcasts have we done?
First of all, there are thousands and thousands of podcasts.
I'm turning into Pterodactyl.
Uh-oh,
man.
You're doing a setup?
We've done probably, what, 160 of these? 160?
I have no idea.
160?
Too many. If it's just us sitting around talking and it's
160?
Ridiculous.
Like, you know, some are good. Here's what. Some are great.
I would say this.
Some
90%
are
terrible. And then every once in a while, there's the gold.
You're getting a lot of Texas.
I'm not getting a lot of Texas.
Yes. Uh-uh. Who are they? Who are they from? Gavin?
Lindsay, Christine, and...
Christine from the comedy club?
Yeah, Rick Dorfman.
What does Rick want?
I don't know. I'm going to call him back.
Holy shit. Bonnie's getting another TV show. Bonnie's getting like 10 TV shows a week. Oh. But I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin this
as
weekend.
As long as they don't listen to the podcast. If they listen to the podcast, they'd be like, there's no way we're giving it a
book. Well, here's what it might break down. Out of all of these...
I gotta go.
Why?
Sorry, because it's 3:11.
She comes at 3:16. It's 5 minutes.
No, the bus comes at 3:14 lots of times.
All right, go. I'll finish up.
Bye, everybody.
I wanted to finish up on my own anyhow.
I had to plug... Can you plug my thing in Rockaway?
I don't know when it
April
is.
April 3rd.
April 3rd where? At the Courtyard Marriott in Rockaway?
Yeah.
Go to... for Bonnie... April 3rd, go to...
What is it, Rockaway's in
New Jersey? Yes, J&J Comedy, Comedy Shop and Bonnie, April 3rd. This weekend, I'll be in Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. Next week, Friday and Saturday, I'll be shooting an hour special at the Stress Factory. next, the 27th and 28th, I think it is. Next Friday, Saturday. Thursday, I'll be there too on Thursday, working stuff out. And Friday and Saturday, sitting down. That's how I do comedy. I sit down, I'm more comfortable. Bonnie thinks I should stand. That's not what I want to portray. That's not who I am. Okay? What else can I tell you? Sunday. I want to thank, for the last 2 weeks, I want to thank the golf courses in Fort Myers, Hammock Bay, and the other one, I think it's called Rokery, or the Rokery, Hammock Bay and Rokery in Naples, Florida. They were extremely kind and nice. And also in San Antonio, La Cantera, the resort course and the Palmer course, extremely nice. It was a pleasure to play on those courses. Sunday, I shot an 81 with a triple and a double. I was on fire on the Palmer course, which is tougher than the resort course. Although they had the tournament on the resort course back in the day. They had the Valero Open there. Then they moved it over to San Antonio TPC because I guess it was just too many hills. I don't know the reason, but all I know is I shot 81, and I was very happy with it. I'm back. That's all I'm saying. My golf game is coming back, and I'll be this year I think is going to be a good year. Just bought some new clubs yesterday. Some new irons, some ping, G25s. They're at G30s now, but 25s, and I'll take my 15s, my G15s on the road. I bought some new hybrids. I bought a Nike Covert for my home set, and I bought, I think, Bafflers for my travel set. Cobra, maybe? So there's a little golf talk for the people that like golf. I got two new sets of hybrids, some new irons coming. I buy the six through the gap wedge, and I use Cleveland's for my sand and lob wedge. There you have it. New putters I bought, one new putter, a new, I think it was an Odyssey. It's beautiful. I can't wait to use it. And this is going to be my year. If you have any questions, you could tweet me at Rich Voss. If you want to complain, any constructive criticism is okay. Just plain criticism isn't okay. Well, I don't know how anybody does a podcast by themselves. How they sit and talk for so long, like Billy Bird does his own podcast by himself. I don't know how he does it. How you could just sit and rant that long. I guess you write notes. I don't do that. I'm not one of these guys that writes notes. I'm not really big on preparing, and that's why I'm at today. I'm not a big preparer. I like to do things off the cuff, in the moment. As you know, when you've seen my stand-up, I usually work in the moment. And that's how it is. I'm an in-the-moment guy. Thank you for listening. This weekend, Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. Next weekend, the Stress Factory. Friday and Saturday, tape in an hour. Gotta run.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.